This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HomeTalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HomeTalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yahee! Welcome, America! That's right. This is Home Talk USA. You are now listening to the Invent America segment of our show, where we talk to different entrepreneurs, inventors, manufacturers, distributors, lawyers, anything that has to do with taking a simple idea. That's right, waking up at 3:30 in the morning with an idea, and you're trying to grab a pen, a paper, whatever, the next great invention. We just don't want your ideas to die. So we're going to walk you through a blueprint. And that's the point of this show. So you get to hear from the experts. And now I'd like to invite to the show my sidekick of the Invent America part of Home Talk USA, the inventor lady herself, Rita Crompton. Hey, Rita, how you doing? It's getting close for that trade show, Rita.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so just a little bit of an announcement. All right, ASD Market Week folks will be on with us on the radio for that first Saturday in February. The second right. Saturday in February for the when we air on that, I think like the 12th or something like that. But, so excited to have them on. They're excited to be on. So we are going to talk big about ASD Market Week.
And that's a new trade show that we're going to, right?
It is. And the cool thing is that we've got 800 square feet, so we are a huge booth. We are going to be recording from the booth, which is so much fun. They're excited about it. But it is for all consumer categories in America. So
wow.
Everything. And before we've gone to kind of isolated shows, but there's just a huge category for us and a big jump. And we are so excited. We've got a lot of new products that are going, inventors that want to be there to show off it. And the cool thing is that, for this part of it, it's inventors kind of in those early stages. So they don't really want to go alone. But they want to go and get some market research. Dollar for dollar, you get more market research at a professional trade show than you do by hiring anybody else to do market research.
Well, Rita, I'll tell you what. Well, great. Thank you for keeping us updated. But today's topic is, we've been talking about this for a couple of weeks now, prototyping, different phases of prototyping as we walk through the blueprint, right?
Today we're talking that we're talking about the intellectual property and how a good patent is not industry specific.
Okay, I apologize. I don't know why
no,
I got
that's
this.
Okay.
That's why I got you on my back. Okay. I know we've been talking about prototyping.
We have been. Absolutely, yeah. And it's a big part. But one of the things that we've learned, and some of it we understand better when we do a good prototype, is like, whoa, this could be done in other industries. This technology can be used other places. And the big crossover, believe it or not, is surgical tools and car repair tools.
Wow.
And when I tell an inventor, it's like you need to have a search done that that goes across industries, because a good patent is not industry specific.
That's right.
It just blows their minds sometimes when they do it. We've got, you know, one lady, she and her partner developed a lead-free weight. And so we're talking about it, and, you know, I take a look at, you know, what was done for their intellectual property, and I go, there's a problem here. This technology could be used in a forest service, in agriculture, in construction, any place where you need something to hold something down, but you want it to dissolve back into the earth.
And you're right.
Whoa.
You're right.
That's right.
That's right. You want to look for crossover opportunities. That's what I'm saying. Take a crossover. And that's the point. How many times do you hear that at the shows where, you know, an inventor says, well, I started to, reason why I invented this was for this, but look what it's doing now. And it happens all the time, you know?
It does. Yeah. And our guests today are perfect examples of how, you know, it's like, oh, well, I started with this in mind, but now I'm clear over here. And one of the guys that just really sparked the topic for me, he was so cool to talk to. He invented the refueling airplanes in air.
Whoa.
Decades ago.
Lord,
and someone told him, you need to make sure that you do not have this industry specific. And now his technology is actually used in outer space.
See? That's why we do the show, Rita. So let's talk about the subject matter and our guests that you got planned.
Okay, so we've got Russell Kramer is going to be on. He's got a product, and it can be used in a couple of different industries, and he's going to talk about that. David Claypatch is going to be on. He started out in the bike industry. Now he's in the trucking industry. And his product does, both of these guys, their product does the same thing, but they needed to make sure their intellectual property was not industry-specific, and I'm not sure why attorneys make that mistake, but sometimes they do. And then our last guest is a registered patent attorney, and he did Russell's patents for him. And he knows, you know, when he looked at it, and, you know, he has done several patents for guests who've been on the show, and he's really good at seeing those outer space things where it's like, all right, you're talking about this, but, you know, we could be using it clear over here.
Well, the biggest questions I get, like advice when somebody tells us, well, how long do you think it's going to take to get my product from A to Z, from the idea to actually on the shelf? And I said, you know, specifically, we don't know, because it depends on what we've been talking about, the prototyping in, because you got to get that. You know, and I hate to rehash what we talked about last week, prototype, but it's so important, because at the end of the day, you got to get that right. And then, but you have to be protected. You got to protect yourself at all costs. And that's where intellectual properties, patent attorneys come in to protect your copyrights, and not only the copyrights, which is literature, but the patent rights. You all have to secure to protect yourself, you know.
Exactly. And I always, when they ask me that, I always say, well, it depends. And I said, I don't mean to give the standard lawyer answer, but it really does depend on, you know, the inventor's skill set, you know, what they can do themselves then as far as moving it forward, is, you know, and their prototyping, you know, what is their outreach in their marketplace? How fast can we get to a trade show? A lot of times inventors will say, I'm going to go to this trade show, and that gets them on track. It keeps them moving forward. And so, you know, when somebody's got, you know, a set time, if they're working a day job and they've got kids running around, it takes longer because life gets in the way for everybody. Yeah. And if they're focused, a lot of times our best inventors are retired because now they can focus. And their wives are saying, would you get in the garage and do this? You're making me nuts.
Well, Rita, there's our cue. We got to go pay some bills. You're listening to Home Talk USA. This is the Invent America segment of our show with the inventor late herself, Rita Crompton. We're going to be coming back with our guests, our topics. So if you have a great idea and you want to learn how to take your product to market from the time you're thinking about it to the time we can get it on the shelf, you want to stay tuned to this show because we have all sorts of education information for you. So stay tuned right here. Please visit our website at hometalkusa.com. When you're there, you can check out anything you want to know about our show, our guests, our topics, the Invent America show, our television show at hometalktv.com, future guests, topics again. Don't forget to click our partners page, all our great sponsors that help to support this show is sitting on that website. So, all right, we're going to take a short break. We're going to be back. Me and the Inventor Lady, Rita Crafton, right here on the Kings Broadcasting Radio Network at HometalkUSA.com. Yay! I'll come back now, you hear?
Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the Inventor Lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Don't forget to listen to our show each week and every week right here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. That's 3 to 6 Central Time, 4 to 7 Eastern Time. And 1 to 3 out on the West Coast. All right, Rita, let's talk to David. I've been waiting to hear from him. Jonathan.
Well, Mr. Jonathan David, is our registered patent attorney. He had done the patent for Russell, who was our first guest today. But he's done, you know, the patent work for several of the inventors that we feature on Invent America. Jonathan, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So today's topic, we're going over the concept that a good patent is not industry specific. And when I tell an inventor, it's like, well, you know, you need to make sure that you kind of have, when you're doing that search, it's got to cross over and look at what are you doing and can this be done anywhere else? And they don't really understand why that's so important. Can you explain to our listeners why this concept of not industry specific is relevant to them?
Oh, definitely. You know, when we draft, you know, patents, you know, we kind of, you know, use a very broad brush because we know that we're going to be crossing over several industry lines and borders, you know, so we don't really, you don't want someone from another industry kind of, you know, messing with your idea and adding something, and you don't want to have it be too narrow because it obviously crosses over many industries at a time, you know, frequently. A patent on many occasions can be used for several industries, not just one in particular. It doesn't need to be just for AI or telecommunications. It could be, you know, just something for everyday use at home as well. So instead, most patents definitely are not very industry specific, you know.
Well, and you've caught this a couple of times for our inventors. Why is it so easy to overlook?
I think many inventors kind of like are very possessive and want to kind of, you know, show how it, you know, we want to be as, you know, detailed and specific as possible. And, you know, obviously they may be painting themselves into a corner where someone from other industries or several industries can kind of reverse engineer, or just even people who are not even in the same industry can kind of use that, you know, exactly their blueprint, but, you know, add a few more touches to that to kind of distinguish it from that inventor and get a patent or more patents over this inventor. You know, many inventors have to kind of be educated about, you know, how their patent should be, you know, drafted, given, you know, how it can cross over many industries. So we've caught this, you know,
yeah,
with several inventors we've worked with, and you see it all the time. So
We do, and I think, you know, kind of the, like you said, the reverse of that is true as well. How somebody says, well, I want to use, there's nothing like this for this purpose. And it's like, yeah, but if you go out and you look in this industry in luggage, there's a whole bunch of these different things that now are applicable in, you know, using this kind of product in this area. And a lot of times if those patents were written well, it throws out the inventor with the new idea. And they
exactly.
don't understand. It's like, but it's not being sold in my industry. Why can't I invent it? It's like, well, it's out there already. So all you're doing is taking something and putting a new label on it, but it already exists. And
exactly.
sometimes inventors have a real hard time understanding that, and it's our job then to explain to them, you know, the crossover and intellectual property. I had a gentleman along, it was a few months ago, and he got really cranky at me about, you know, the patent process right now, and you know, it's just not working well for the independent inventor. And I go, you do realize intellectual property has been around since about the 1400s, and it will be around long after we're all gone. So I'm guessing that even though it's going through changes right now, it's still going to be around in one way or another. So file your patent.
Exactly.
It's been around a long time. You got to have intellectual property to license and protect, and that is what we, you know, want to go out with when an inventor says, I've got an idea. Well, let's just see, you know, what we can do with that idea. And I get inventors all the time that, you know, they'll go out, they'll get their search done, and they go, okay, well, that was the best $500 I ever spent because it's been done a half a dozen ways in different countries, and I can't do this.
Exactly.
Go on to your next idea. Good inventors always have another idea.
That's right. Good inventors always have a great idea, new idea. Great and new idea. All right, Jonathan, David. Jonathan, how can we reach you? We'll get you. We've got to go through Rita, huh? Rita, how do we reach Jonathan?
You send me an email, Rita@InventorLady, and I will give you his information, and we are happy to help.
All right, that was Jonathan David, registered patent attorney. All right, we've got to step away. Don't go nowhere. We got to wrap up this week's show. When we come back off a break after we finish paying our bills, so we just basically stay on the air. All right, we're going to be back with Rita Crompton, the InventorLady, and myself. Yay!